the big news of the week, the Twitter feed filling event for me was the news that LastPass was being acquired or had been acquired or was in some state of acquisition by LogMeIn. And I thought, you know, there was like a ton of reaction on LastPass's site from users and lots of people saying, oh, my God, you know, is this the end of the world? What does this mean? And I thought, who better to help us understand this than the founder and CEO of LastPass himself, Joe? So he's our guest for a little conversation here at the top of the podcast.
That's exciting. And LastPass, of course, is the password vault program that you vetted and picked among all the rest, and I've been recommending for years and using for years. In fact, I just checked, and I have more than 400 passwords in my LastPass vault, and we use it here at Twit. It's our enterprise solution as well. We use LastPass Enterprise. So, as any time a company gets sold, there's a lot of concern. I think we should just jump to Joe right now. And
yeah, I was going to say that you know, by way of introduction, the reason I am as comfortable and have been as confident of LastPass as I have been is Joe was absolutely forthcoming with, and our listeners who have been following the podcast for a while know this, if I can't get documentation, if I can't get someone to explain to me what they've done, then I can't understand it. So, for example, famously, you know, BitTorrent Sync came out and they refused to share the protocol. So people say, what do you think of BitTorrent Sync, Steve? And I say, I don't know. There's no way to know what it's doing. It's a black box. But from the very start, Joe's entire posture, his whole approach was, you know, here's what we're doing if you're interested. And even to go as far as to create a page that had, I'll never forget this, code which was able to decrypt the LastPass vault in the same way that they were doing it, where the code was very legible and obvious in how it worked. So we were able to essentially sort of do a self-audit to verify that, you know, this is how the thing worked. And so from my standpoint, where I started at the beginning, was it was purely that that I was able to say that this was done right. The technology is solid. And then, of course, it has succeeded because it's been made cross-platform. It's over on mobile devices. It's got the features everybody wants, and so, you know, those are not about the technology, but those are all certainly part of what made it a success. But from our standpoint, it was, I could say, I understand what this is doing. I can't see how it could be done better. So this is what I'm using.
Yeah.
And so, of course, you know, that, you know, the basis of understanding of what it does and how it works is what for us drove our choice.
Absolutely. And the openness of the CEO and founder who's joining us right now, Joe Sigrist. First of all, I guess congratulations are in order, Joe.
Thank you.
And the sale hasn't gone through yet, has it?
So we signed an agreement, but no, it has not closed yet.
Okay. When do you anticipate that's going to happen?
I'm hoping late this week, but it's not, anything can change that. There's a lot of paperwork that has to be done, as you might imagine.
Sure.
It is the case that if you look at the logmein.com site under products, LastPass is now listed there. It's a link that takes you over to LastPass.com. So there's no, integration into them yet. But so I guess my first question, Joe, is are you at all taken aback by or surprised by the user base reaction to the news? Did you expect something like this?
I expected some people to be concerned. I didn't quite expect how vocal some of the minority would be, like how much they cared. I think we had questions ourselves when we went up there, and I felt like I understood everything that had happened. At LogMeIn was very comfortable with it. And they've been very open and forthcoming with me about, how much they want to leave to me to keep running the business and keep driving the product forward and keeping the security model the same. I think all those things, gave me a lot of comfort that this would be, a great home where we could have more resources essentially to keep pushing the product forward.
So I guess one question is, if, to the degree that you can share it without divulging any trade secrets, can you give us some sense for LastPass's future?
Essentially, it's the same future that we were on. It's just an accelerator. More resources, more development resources, more QA resources, additional products that LogMeIn had been working on themselves that we can fold in under the LastPass brand. But LastPass is the brand. LastPass is the product that they are betting on and what's going to be the future moving forward.
What is Meldium?
Meldium is kind of a team-based password sharing program. It has a different technological foundation than LastPass. It has a lot of features that we might pull in ultimately into LastPass, but certainly has a kind of a different use case and different foundation of how it works that's really been based around kind of teams sharing passwords kind of differently than the zero trust, zero knowledge model that LastPass has worked on.
So I guess what has everyone concerned is that they, as a consequence of some of LogMeIn's history, they've not been happy with their experience with LogMeIn. And so the idea that there's any contamination of LastPass by LogMeIn, as you and I corresponded briefly before this, I was explaining that from my own take on watching what people are saying, we know that the trust in our password manager is difficult to come by. You've earned it over the years, like both with the original design and the way that LastPass has conducted itself. When you have had some security concerns, you've been absolutely forthright and forthcoming. You've explained what's going on. Thanks to the technology, we've been safe from any exploitation. If somebody did get loose in your network, the amount of damage they could potentially do has been minimized. So everyone until Friday was feeling really good about this. And suddenly it's like, I guess I would argue that it would be impossible for change to be good because what we already have is perfect. So, it's like if your car is running fine and something changes, well, it's probably not for the better. So what do you think?
Well, I understand that people, fear change, honestly. And, change is a reality, though. We have to deal with it ourselves here at LastPass, too. Like, every app is changing. The landscape is changing. How identity is evolving is changing. And, when we look around and try to understand where to take this forward, certainly having more resources was a key to being able to kind of dominate the space. And that's what we want to do. We want to keep making the product better, and we want to increase the amount of people working on this, increase the amount of resources that we have to make the product better. I know people are kind of fearing that something is fundamentally going to change, but I'm here to say that that's not going to happen. I'm here to continue working on this, to keep, pushing forward the vision that I've been working on for the last 7.5 years. I'm not just going to, allow that to change. I really want to keep pushing it forward. And I really saw this as kind of the next step. I was, you know, I think, you know, a lot of the people that are complaining are very vocal because, you know, something that they had for free was taken away, and people don't like that.
I'm going to disagree with you, Joe. That's not the issue.
Yeah, yeah.
The issue is LogMeIn, and I think a lot of people burned by LogMeIn in the past by what LogMeIn did to Hamachi, what they did to their free product. I think there's a real feeling that LogMeIn is not going to be a good custodian of the great legacy that you've created with LastPass. Have they given you any assurances that you'll have autonomy and you'll be able to continue to operate as you have in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. They've, you know, just today, the incoming CEO, Bill Wagner, was here telling me that, look, you have the ability to say no. It's your vision. It's your team. We're putting resources behind that to drive it forward. You know, and this is the, you know, the largest acquisition by LogMeIn by more than six times, right? So they are going to naturally have to treat this, you know, differently than some of those other products. And Hamachi is an interesting thing that you brought up, because I was talking about that today as a product I used to use and one that I think should be brought back and could really, you know, have a new life breathed into it when you consider you can tie it into some of the other initiatives that we have with identity and have it, you know, folded in potentially, you know, as an additional product. But I think just the size and scale and scope makes that different. And, you know, and the people behind it, like this office is staying, all the people here are staying, you know, everybody that was part of LastPass is coming on board. You know, so
you understand why it's a more serious concern, because I mean, we're trusting you, and I trust you, Joe Segrist, with our with our credentials. But if there's a lack of trust for the acquiring company, that raises a cause for concern. And Frank, let's be frank, this is a very competitive space. There are more than a dozen other products that do something similar. I've tried them all. None of them are as good as LastPass. But you can see why, you know, there's cause for concern. There was a rumor that you have a bonus for customer acquisition. Is that true? Or customer retainment, I'm sorry. Is that true?
I mean, there's a bonus based on our performance and, you know, from a bookings perspective that we keep, you know, selling to customers. So I think that's pretty natural in a deal this size that, you know, they want to incentivize the team to keep pushing and growing the product and the business. So, I mean, yes, there is one that should not be seen as a bad thing from my point of view. I mean, it means that everybody here is still trying to make the product better, trying to make sure that everybody realizes that, you know, it's the same people behind it. They're going to be doing the same thing that they've always done for you. It's just they're going to have more resources when they do it. So I look at all of this and say, like, look, we have a great opportunity here to actually go faster and do more. And because it's the same people running it, I'm still going to be in charge of LastPass. I'm still making the decisions. I've been told explicitly not to do anything that I wouldn't do or would make me uncomfortable. You know, I think a lot of that goes a long way to, you know, at least giving us a shot to make sure that we can keep doing what we've always done for you, because I have earned that trust. I would like to think that, and I hope I can keep it by essentially continuing to do the exact thing that I've always done and keep acting in the same way, you know, putting customers first, making sure security is first, and driving the product forward in the same way that we always have here. You have the exact same team working in the same place on the same product. You know, it's just there's some more resources to make things move a little faster. I think it's going to be a good thing for users, despite the reluctance and the fear by a lot of people.
I think it would go a long way to me and a lot of other users to hear from you that kind of commitment that, you know, you're going to stand up for us, and you know, as long as your name continues to be on that product, that we can trust that it's the same integrity, the same product that we've used for all these years.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I was just going to interject in terms of what Joe was saying he wanted to do. I would say also maintaining the kind of openness and transparency that we've seen before. is crucial, and it's been one of the things that has earned the trust. Is everyone has had a sense of like, okay, LastPass is not hiding anything from us. And so, for example, it's great that you're spending some time with us today to sort of help us understand what has happened.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate you guys having me on. I appreciate all the support you've given me over the years. Like, Steve, honestly, I couldn't get people to understand what we were doing in the early days. People just thought, oh, Cloud Password Manager, worst idea I've ever heard of, until you actually looked into it and understood it, and then we really started moving forward. You were pretty integral to kind of the path that we got to here. And, you know, I guess I'm, you know, here saying that, look, nothing's really changed from my point of view, other than I have more resources, and I'm going to keep acting how I've always acted, in the best interest of customers, in the best interest of the product, and how it should be run, because I have very strong feelings, having, you know, built this thing over the last 7.5 years, of how it's supposed to be and how it should run. And you know, that is not easily changed.
Good. I think that, you know, really that's what customers want to hear from you, Joe. They want to hear from you that you're committed to maintaining the integrity that you've had all along. And I think that goes a long way to keeping us happy customers.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys giving me the chance, and hopefully everybody else, you know, I mean, at worst, you know, wait and see, right? Like, you know, I think give me another chance to make sure that you see that we're going to keep doing what we've always done. And, you know, a year, 2 years down the line, you'll look back and say, why did we worry so much about
right.
this?
I hope so. Hey, who runs the servers? You or do they go into the LogMeIn cloud?
We're continuing to run the servers for now. I mean, I think, you know, one of the things ultimately we need to do is we have two servers kind of in the Northern Virginia area, and we need to kind of get more geographic diversity, two data centers, I should say, not two servers. You know, ultimately we'll change, but we're going to do that in the way that we've always done, which is be transparent about it, tell you about it, give you a lot of notice, and then ultimately do it, you know, after all of those things have happened and everyone has been notified, and, you know, it'll be done the right way.
Have you ever, excuse me, Steve, one more question.
Have you ever
considered, because what, and Steve and I were talking, and he kind of shocked me the last time we talked about this, which was right after the, I don't even want to use the word hack, right after the last thing that happened to you guys, which
network intrusion,
yeah. or presumed network intrusion, which
right.
you handled so very well, was that it can never be a trust no one solution as long as your passwords are stored somewhere else in such a way that somebody could get them, try to brute force them, that kind of thing. Have you ever considered a solution that would not involve storing the password vault on your servers, but maybe have your servers act as a transactional server, or maybe Wi-Fi syncing, or some other model in addition to what you do?
I really think Wi-Fi syncing and some other ways of syncing kind of just aren't the future, right? Like, it's just not the way people are going to do this moving forward. Now, a different technological solution that it still involves the cloud, perhaps, you know, multiple different trust parties, is things I've contemplated in the past. There's interesting ways you can solve this in a different way without, you know, fully going offline, right? And that you can solve the problem that you're concerned about, you know, in the same way. I mean, I think the fundamentals with LastPass mean that your data is safe so long as you use a strong password. If you use the software, you know, without, you know, logging in offline, you're like guaranteed that you are in a secure position. Can we improve on that? I think we can, but I don't think we need to go to the extreme of, like, you know, walking around USB thumb drives again. Like, I just think the future is everything's going to be connected, and it's all going to be pervasive, and that you know, any way where you just totally avoid the cloud is probably not the right long-term solution, that you can find better technological solutions that still involve the kind of ease of the cloud. And that's really more directional thing that I think we would be working on.
Right.
Good. Thank you.
I think your appearance here makes such a difference to me, and I know to a lot of your users. So I'm very grateful that you continue to maintain that openness, and I hope we'll always have these dialogues, because I think it's so valuable for us as users to see your face and to get the trust there, because we are trusting you with everything, Joe. You got it all. All my stuff. Thank you, Joe Segrist. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. For having me, guys. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Joe Segrist, CEO and founder of LastPass. And I think it's fair to say congratulations also, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. You've earned it.
Yeah. Take care.